Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and we're going to look back at the Philadelphia Eagles game. A lot of people are kind of maybe overreacting about the offense's lack of production and only scoring 17 points when the Jaguars were able to generate the amount of turnovers that they did. But it's all fixable. They just need to clean some things up and, most importantly, make some plays. Here is a 3rd and 4 for the Jaguars offense going into the Philadelphia Eagles end zone. And the snap is a little high by Jock McClendon, but that shouldn't impact the play that great. It's just either an inaccurate throw or an inaccurate route by Marquise Lee. But clearly, if this is cleaned up, it's a first down, and you maybe score a touchdown. But as a result of this incompletion, the Jaguars have a blocked field goal. It could have made the score 20-0. In the second half, the Philadelphia Eagles had the momentum. Lincoln Financial Field was rocking, and offensively, you got to get some of that momentum back and answer. And the Jaguars didn't do that, but they could have. Let's take a look at some examples of how they could have gained it back. Here's a 3rd and 10, third quarter. The Jaguars still have the lead, 17-14. Marquise Lee has an opportunity at a wheel route. You would like to see Marquise Lee, instead of making an over-the-shoulder catch, to high point this ball. And high point means turning your body and jumping and reaching for it at its highest point. If you don't make the catch when you're high pointing the ball, you may have drawn an interference penalty from the officials and got the first down. Marquise Lee needs to make that catch. Here we are again, needing to answer. The score is 17, tied at 17, Eagles territory. Mercedes Lewis has an opportunity working against Connor Barwin. Very nice throw by Chad Henne. This is a back shoulder throw. Mercedes Lewis, you need to make this catch. This is where big-time players make big-time plays at big moments and change games. Now, it wasn't just the offense that had opportunities that were lost to regain the momentum in the second half. The defense had them as well. None of them probably more important than that 4th and 1 in which Darren Sproles ripped off that long run for a touchdown. To me, Gus Bradley said he should have used a timeout, and I think he's right, and let's take a look why. Again, the Jaguars have the lead 17-0, and you can see the confusion on the alignment. The linebackers, the safeties are all communicating. The defensive line is getting lined up late. And most importantly, look at the defensive tackles. You have 2 defensive tackles in 3 techniques, so you have 2 A-gaps that are open, and the linebackers have not adjusted. So clearly, this was a misalignment. Timeout should have been called here because of the importance of the play, but it doesn't happen. It's just a simple inside zone, and Darren Sproles rips it for 49 yards. At this point now, the Jaguars defense, the game is tied up at 17. Make a play, right? Change the momentum. This is a huge error. Look at the safety, Chris Brzezinski. When you're a deep safety, you do not worry about run responsibility, and I know that the Eagles are one of the best running football teams in the National Football League, and you see where he just immediately jumps up towards the line of scrimmage? Right there, you're beat. You're expecting to have Chris Brzezinski in the deep of the field to prevent a play just like this, and Nick Foles finds it. Chris Brzezinski made a huge error. He knows it, but that can't happen to gain momentum back in a ball game when you had the lead.